What's up, everybody? This is Zach Garside on another episode of the podcast in my car on the way to work this morning. And today what I wanted to talk about, something I was just pondering as I was listening to another podcast. It's the On Leadership podcast by Franklin Covey. And that is what it's one of the most profound and important things I've learned during my time here at Digital Marketer, of which there's only a week and a half left. Can you believe that? I'm almost done with my internship.
Connection failed.
Thank you, car. And that is the importance of a process. I read one time on the website of a company that specializes, I think it's called Focus 3 is the name of the company. You should look them up. But I read on their website one time that quotes are for mediocre people or something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing, but they were like, quotes are for mediocre people. I was like, frameworks are for average people, but systems are for amazing people, right? And their focus was that if you're the kind of person that like lives and dies by quotes, like, oh, I love this quote, I've lived my whole life around it, according to them, you are mediocre. You're just sort of blah. If you're the kind of person that lives by frameworks, or I don't think it was frameworks exactly, but it was basically the next level up on quotes, then you're average. But if you live by systems and processes, you are setting yourself up for an amazing life. And I have found that to be so, so true in my time here at Digital Marketer. You see, one of the things that we're often guilty of, and I've said this on a few podcasts in the small business, you know, entrepreneurial world is, and I hate the word entrepreneurial, it's just like meaningless nowadays, but one of the things I have come to see is that we have a bad case of SOS. That's shiny object syndrome, right? And we are very easy to inspire. We are very easy to get excited and all riled up about a cool new idea or something that we want to work on or something that we want to achieve. We're very easy to excite, you know? And that's good. I mean, that's cool. That's all fun and good. But we're not as good at execution. We're not as good at processes and systems and procedures. Basically, we're really good at why, we're horrible at how, and we're all right at what. We're all right at delivering results. We're decent at it, you know. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to have a life or a living. But we're really not that awesome with processes. And I've seen that even in my job at Power Selling Pros. We have a company of people that are very, very, very easy to inspire, easy to give the feel goods to. You know, we all talk about how great it is to work for a company where we have lots of freedom, and it's true. We have an amazing opportunity at Power Selling Pros and the work that we have to do. So we've got a lot of great things going for us. And we love to talk about all the inspiring and uplifting and motivating aspects of our work and what we're doing for people. But when it comes to processes for executing on big ideas, and managing really substantial projects, we tend to fall short. just my personal opinion. And I've seen that in this membership site that I've been working on. I've been working on a membership platform for the last year. Last August, I believe, no, it was last July, 2017, when I was given the marketing manager position, Brigham told me that this membership platform, this online learning platform, it's on me. Like, we're going to make this happen, but I got to be the one to lead it. So I said, okay. And wow, what a joke it's been for a lot of the last year. I have spent countless hours building and then destroying and building and destroying and failing this membership site. I've used several different software tools. I've written up and drawn out several different marketing plans for it and ways that we were going to do it, and tried to film different videos and create courses, and put in place systems for the actual creation of the thing. And 90% of what I've tried has failed. I tried building it on LearnDash. I tried on Thinkific. I tried on Teachable. I tried on, there was another plugin. I think it was WP Member, I think is the other one I tried. I've tried probably five or six different platforms. I tried ClickFunnels membership funnels, and all of them just, it didn't work out. It was a joke for one reason or another. Either I couldn't figure out how to use the tool, and to hire somebody to help was going to cost like a king's ransom, or I didn't know where to look for help. I didn't know who to hire or where to ask for help, because newsflash, posting like jobs that you need help with on Facebook, unless you have like an absolutely enormous friend list of people who have come to expect that sort of thing from you, if you're not one of those very few people, posting jobs on your Facebook feed is a complete waste of time, I've come to learn. And so I've just tried, failed. And when I look back on it now, that it's like being created, and I'm actually just like, we're just three weeks now, I think. We're 3 weeks away from the actual launch. 3 weeks from this Friday, it's going live, and we're going to start selling it. Getting people signed up for trials. When I look back on it now, over the last year that I've been trying to create this membership site and learn digital marketing, what it all really comes down to is the fact that I haven't had any process in place. I haven't known a way to systematically create a membership site or even systematically learn how to do it, you know? So, processes. I would say that in the future, when I am going into projects or companies or to work on something, that relationships are number one, because you've got to have trust with the team that you're executing with. But having a good, clear process, you know, a roadmap for actually executing is the next key thing. Because if you're just going in there with a bunch of, you know, trust-filled and healthy relationships, and wow, kumbaya, this is amazing, yippee, this is going to be so fun and amazing and inspiring, but you don't have a process in place, those relationships can deteriorate pretty fast. That's what I have for you today. Trust the process is one thing. Finding a process is another. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.